We talk smart bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle. Questions get answered. We bring back the DLCC Ranch. There is news, markets, auctions, updates. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up radio show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners, Ranch Channel. Check them out on ranchchannel.com, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. You can purchase your tickets by going to buckinghorsesale.com. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the largest seed stock producer out there. Their sale is coming up real fast, Monday, April 15th at the JLC Sale Facility in Ideal, South Dakota. All of their information, all of their sale information, links to videos, catalogs, where to bid online is available on ranchchannel.com. The DLCC Ranch, their sale is coming up Saturday, April 20th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. All of their information as well is available on ranchchannel.com. Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com. We hear from Mark Vanzi each and every week. RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Right out of the chute to the phone lines we go. We have had several listeners reach out with questions for Cody Jorgensen from Jorgensen Land and Cattle in Ideal, South Dakota. Now, according to Beef Magazine, they are the largest seed stock producers out there, marketing over 6,000 bulls annually. We featured Cody and the JLC program here on the Ranch It Up radio show a few episodes back. You can head to ranchitupshow.com and check out the archives to listen to that program in case y'all missed it. Cody, let's bring you back and answer a few questions for us. This one comes from a listener in Missouri that wants to know more about your Smart Bull program and also what kinds of programs, if any, y'all have for marketing JLC sired calves. Cody, welcome back. Let's start out by answering that first question about the Smart Bulls. Tell us about the Smart Bull program. What is it? How does it work?
The Smart Bulls are products, a bull that has been leased out 2 times up in our 5-state area around South Dakota, and then reconditioned and trick tested. And then we send that bull down to the southern market usually. And we're actually trying to break into some western markets, you know, some high desert country and things like that. But these bulls, we call them smart bulls because they're a mature bull, or dang near a mature bull. And 30 months of age, they have their teeth. They went through all of their baby teeth. They have enough rumen expansion, I would say, that they can about any environment, whether that being a harsh high desert country or potentially even a southeastern, you know, high volume, low nutrition grass that has a lot of water in it. They get put into those environments and they just do well. A lot of times they're going to control their own diet, especially in the southeast, and they'll maintain their own weight, you know, around 18 to 2,000 pounds, and just be extremely athletic. And like I said, they're smart because they've been through the test of time up here in our part of the world. The ideal beef evaluation is our evaluation that we use, that we put all the data goes into it, and we're using that. Zoetis is, we have a collaboration agreement with Zoetis, and their team helps us run that evaluation, you know, monthly. And so we send the data in, we get to control the data that goes into our evaluation, and therefore that's the evaluation that we use to help pick all these bulls for people.
Now, at the end of the day, when we're coming and picking bulls, and you know this, Cody, I say this to everybody that we bring on the program that's marketing bulls, I say this, that the person that can help me market my calves is the person, or operations, I should say, that are more likely for me to buy into. Do you have that ability to help place Jorgensen sired calves into feed yards to move the to help move them down the road, to give us another option come fall when we're trying to market our feeder cattle.
We do. It's not as big as I want it to be, and so I think that's going to be the next step, the next phase our family will probably take. But we do have several relationships with feed yards, and we're working on several relationships, you know, later on down the road in our industry. And you're absolutely right. And if I can help my customer market their calves, then it seems like it's an easy win, right? We get you to come back and buy bulls or lease bulls. And so that is exactly one of our goals, is to help our clients, you know, market their calves. And we have a pretty big footprint. I mean, if you can imagine marketing 6,000 bulls a year, not to mention the bulls that are already out there breeding cattle, which I believe would be another 6,000 bulls, you're talking 12 to 13,000 bulls out there, and ends up being, you know, 200,000 plus, you know, directly Jorgensen sired calves. And so we know that there's
Where's the beef? Well, it's Jorgensen Land and Cattle Company, right, Cody?
That's right. So, you know, it's again, through genomics, you know, we can identify, you know, certain types of animals that the industry might be looking for. And we know where those bulls go. We know who the customers are. You know, so I really feel that we do have a leg up in that department. And so now it's a matter of executing.
Hey, Cody, thanks so much for the update. Jorgensen Land and Cattle's annual production sale is Monday, April 15th at the JLC Sale Facility in Ideal, South Dakota. Complete sale information can be found by heading to ranchchannel.com. You can bid and buy online at Superior Livestock and DV Auction, and additional ranch information available at JorgensenFarms.com. Looking at the clock, it is that time that we take a quick commercial break, but go nowhere. When we come back on the Ranch It Up radio show, we are answering some of your questions for the DLCC Ranch. We've got news updates that you need to hear. The Ranch It Up radio show will be back. Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Increase herd performance, complement your forages, get more cows bred. It's upcycling and efficiency, powered by Westway Feed Products. At Westway Feed Products, we create cow herd efficiency one lick at a time.
The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips. Videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. Jorgensen Land and Cattle presents the 52nd annual Top Cut Production Sale, Monday, April 15th at the Jorgensen Land and Cattle Sale Facility in Ideal, South Dakota. Selling over 150 registered Angus bulls from the herd packed by seven generations of selection. Bidding online at dvauction.com, videos and sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. Timeless Angus genetics from Jorgensen Land and Cattle Company, America's number one source for bulls. Cryptosporidium coccidiosis scours. Do I have your attention now? Don't let scours affect you this calving season by feeding Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients. But you gotta get it into your cows now. I've been saying it a lot. Head to PharmatanUSA.com. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your all things ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with you all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or you can text us at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420, 707-RANCH-20. You can email us, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. And we are always prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show.
cow country news. You know, the cow stuff.
And coming from the news department today, earlier in the week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or the NCBA, criticized the U.S. Department of Agriculture National Agricultural Statistics Service decision to cancel the July cattle report and discontinue the county estimates for crops and livestock, among other changes. These reports provide a lot of data, and the decision to end them, they say, is completely misguided. Now, NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said it is disingenuous for the same agency, which touts its commitment of transparency in livestock markets, to arbitrarily cease publication of reports which provide just that. He goes on to say, while it may be politically expedient to blame Congress for the decision, cattle producers know better than to believe discontinuing a handful of reports will result in cost savings for the department. He went on to say that NCBA calls on the U.S. Department of Agriculture National Agricultural Statistics Service to immediately reverse this decision and continue delivering on its stated mission of providing timely, accurate, and useful statistics in service to U.S. agriculture. Now, switching gears, the DLCC Ranch 32nd Annual Production Sale is coming up fast. It's Saturday, April 20th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. Specializing in South Devon and South Devon hybrids, the Poundmaker and the Navigator. Now, we featured DLCC Ranch on the program last week, and longtime listener from Kansas, Troy W., I'll just say Troy W., called into the hotline and asked a few questions. So, Lane, we need to bring you back on the program and answer a few questions for Troy.
What has been the feedlot acceptability of these cattle? Feeding them out. I mean, that's where the key is. I mean, where the rubber meets the road is feeding these cattle and going back to the consumer. What if some of the feed yards? What's the feedback that you're getting on some of the South Devon influenced cattle, the DLCC cattle too? Here's your chance to brag a little bit there, Lane.
Yeah, so really the question you need to ask my dad this question too, because he's been out there visiting with buyers and visiting with the packers. We've always felt like our cattle had great terminal merit, but until the last probably 4 or 5 years, we really haven't tested that through progeny testing. But we've changed that. And one of our goals over the last probably 5 years has been, well, let's actually go in and sample these cattle in a commercial setting and see where they actually rank. And we've got some objective data that suggests these South Devon do very, very, very well. Great for marbling, great for terminal kill weights, great ribeye. What we've noticed is we've put three sires into a commercial herd that retained ownership and got carcass data back. And we learned that our South Devons they were number one in any trait, but they weren't last in any trait either. And actually one sire, his progeny group ranked first in average marbling. And so when you have animals that have, third or fourth best carcass weight, third or fourth best ribeye, great yield, and then they're at the top echelon of marbling, you've got animals that do everything well. I'll say that when my dad goes out, one of his goals is to, if we have buyers that use our genetics, he will be there, or he'll do his best to represent those calves for you. Using our connections with order buyers, and I can just say that the folks that we work with love our stuff. They love the terminal merit of our genetics.
You know, you said something there that is very profound, that is extremely, I think, influential on a lot of producers of how they buy their bulls, is providing another option. And I think that's actually very important, is to help on marketing cattle, where at least there's another option, because, I love all of the different options that we have, from video sales to sale barns to selling them private to somebody, country buyers. I mean, you name it. We've got some tremendous programs out there for our calves. But at the bottom line, somebody that is going to help me market this particular
not just breed, but DLCC prefix that's going to help me market those calves sired by your bulls. To me, that is extremely significant. That's not just customer service. I mean, that's coming out and being part of my program or helping me in my program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And it just goes back to our commitment to our customers and making sure that they succeed. And the other thing, too, that it provides us with is if our genetics aren't doing what they need to be doing, well, we want to know that so we can fix that, right? And we've come a long way over the last probably 10 years in just what we were saying and doing with our genetics. We wanted to validate that. We wanted to get the objective data to support that and help shift our direction in our program or make it better for our customers.
Thank you again, Lane Geis with the DLCC Ranch, for answering those questions. Their sale information is on ranchchannel.com. In fact, all the information is available there. Links to their videos, their social media, their catalogs, where you can bid online. You can also go to dlccranch.com. Bidding and buying through Superior Livestock for those unable to attend. Now we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have market recaps, upcoming auctions, and a lot more right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Go nowhere, y'all.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
South Devon, Poundmaker, and Navigator Genetics from the nation's premier South Devon breeder, DLCC Ranch. Join the crew on Saturday, April 20th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. Sale information at dlccranch.com, ranchchannel.com, and bidding available through Superior Livestock Auction. When genetics matter, use an outcross of South Devon genetics from the DLCC Ranch. At Allied Genetic Resources, it's all about commercial customer success.
We see that charge, we understand that charge, and we're going to use all the tools we can to get there.
To maximize heterosis, purchase your next herd sire from an Allied Genetic Resources partner. Just head to AlliedGeneticResources.com. Why not give Gelbvy and Balancer Bulls a try this year? Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity. Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelbvy and Balancer. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's that time in the program where we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from the previous week, kind of find out what's going on, maybe give us a few nuggets of what could come. So, Kirk, what's going on? Let's go through the numbers. What's hot? What's not?
I'm sure as you and your listeners have heard, the avian bird flu is the hot topic in the cattle market right now.
Yep.
A lot of fear out there.
So what's kind of going on with that? What's kind of the latest news?
Well, as everybody I'm sure knows, the bird flu passed to a human. The science is unclear right now or not defined if he contacted that from a bird or from the cattle. Science would lean pretty heavily so far anyway that he probably got it from the birds. It's not known to spread from mammal to mammal. Mammals can pick it up from birds, however. That is fairly old science. The bird flu, avian bird flu, has been around since 1997.
And markets did not react well to said news last week at all, did they?
They did not. They were down pretty sharply. There's obviously sell first, ask questions later aspect to all markets, not just cattle. All markets respond that way. And I would say, logically speaking, there's not a lot of risk to the market. It's not in the food chain. There's very little risk that it'll ever get in the food chain. There's also very little risk that mammals could spread it to other mammals. However, the fear is real, especially in the public sector. There's several articles out there on the internet discussing whether our food is still safe with this out there. So although the science doesn't support that, we need to recognize that the fear is real. Now, eventually that fear will subside and we'll go back to the sciences, assume the science doesn't change and the virus mutates. But my feeling is that at some point we'll go back to the science as we know it and logic.
So with that said, how did that kind of push our market numbers up, down, sideways, and indifferent?
We were sharply down. April feeders closed the week at 238.22 and a half. That's down $8.97 and a half cents on the week. The interesting aspect is the CME feeder index was only down 2 cents on the week, closing at 248.97. That left the basis as at a positive $11.27 versus April futures. So long ways around the barn, cash barely blinked at this news, and futures sold off sharply. April live cattle closed the week at 178.37.5. That's down $6.85 on the week. Cash trading late Friday at 184 in the south, and cash traded early in the week in the north at 187. The late 184 trades were likely hedged feedlots taking advantage of very positive basis. And that is a smart move on their part. It's frustrating to see cash move lower, but if you hedged at 190, futures market's at 78, and the Packers willing to give you $8 to $9 over futures, that's clearly a smart move for those guys to take. That all left the five-area weighted average down $1.06 at 187.04. And like feeders, the basis at a very positive $8.79 versus April futures. The weekly slaughter was 609,000. That's up 24,000 head versus last week and 4,000 head above the same week last year. Choice boxes closed the week at 297.17. That's down 9.55. And as I mentioned earlier, box trade is where the fear of the avian flu is real. Now, the science may not support it, but fear is real and markets react to fear. May corn closed the week at 433.75. That's down 8.5 cents on the week. And corn continues to consolidate sideways.
Hey, all, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, April 17th, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100 a head, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 65 black, Angus, open heifers, 14 to 18 months old, 750 pounds, two rounds of vaccines, weaned 60 days ago from Wilhelm Farms in Powder Lake, Texas. 19, black Angus, exposed heifers, 900 pounds. They've been running with an Angus bull, exposed but not confirmed. They've received seven-way vaccine and ivermectin from Buena Fe Cattle in Zapata, Texas. 3, registered Aberdeen bulls. They're full blood, semen tested from JLW Cattle Company in Askov, Minnesota. Featured hay lots include 114 bales of large square alfalfa brome grass. On 257-bale lots, it's 3x3x8, poly-wrapped, 7,000 foot of elevation from Double Seven Cattle in Farson, Wyoming. 114 bales of large square alfalfa on 257 bale lots. It's 3x3x8, poly wrapped from Double Seven Cattle in Farson, Wyoming. 136 bales of large round alfalfa selling on 520 bale lots. It's 5x6 net wrapped, 1,800 pounds from Ruther Auction in Hastings, Nebraska. 81 bales of large round Orchard Timothy mix. Selling on 327 bale lots, it's 4x5 net wrapped and plastic wrapped from West Meadow Farm. 64 bales of large round grass, it's four loads is how it's going to sell, 5x5 net wrapped, 13 to 1400 pounds from 8 Sunnyside Farms in Kiawah, Kentucky. 50 bales of large round Orchard Timothy mix on two loads, it's 4x5 net wrapped and plastic wrapped from West Meadow Farm. And 48 bales of large round fescue orchard mixed selling on three loads. It's 5x5 net wrapped, 1,400 pounds from 8 Sunnyside Farms in Kiawah, Kentucky. Bidding's currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions first and third Wednesday of every month with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
And before we say fairly well, we want to give a big tip of the hat and a shout out to all of you that are in charge of writing those tags this calving season. Maybe you are writing those tags. Maybe you're engraving. Maybe you're using the Ritchie tags and you're engraving those tags. Regardless, you're the ones in charge of penmanship and legibility of those tags, that we can see them a mile away, as my dad would say. And times have really changed. I mean, some of you may just be putting the cow ID on that tag. So maybe it's just it's not a permanent tag, and maybe you wait till the fall that animal gets like a herd ID. Or maybe if you're in the seed stock business, I know a lot of us, we have the permanent ID of that calf right away, and then we have the dam and the sire and the date of birth, and all that information is on the tag. So good luck. Make sure they're legible. How many times do I got to write those tags over and over again, right? It keeps the people in the tag business happy anyway. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. a big thank you from our crew to yours. First, thank you so much for Cody Jorgensen coming back on the program with Jorgensen Land and Cattle Company, answering some questions, and also to Lane Geis with the DLCC Ranch for coming back and answering more of those listener questions. Thank you to those people that wrote in and sent me some text messages and said, hey, can you answer some of these questions for us? We appreciate it. Glad to help you any way that we can. A big thank you to Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com, Shay Keister-Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Becca. No, she is not the one to write the ear tags. That's my job. And now a big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. We're getting geared up for that. The DLCC Ranch, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, Livestock Market, Equine Market, and AuctionTime.com, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Check out Ranch Channel on Facebook too, by the way. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text us 24/7 at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved, even when she's not here. Stay ranchy, crew, and ranch it up.